coal and the power plants that burn it. Those plants are closing in unprecedented numbers. In June, President Trump took a step to change that. Taylor Kuykendall is a coal reporter with S&P Global Market Intelligence. Could you start by explaining a little bit about this subsidy plan introduced last year?
The basic idea is that the Department of Energy would like to intervene into the energy markets and basically either order grid operators to buy electricity from struggling coal and nuclear plants, or they would provide some sort of an incentive to do so. And currently, a lot of those plants are retiring because it's cheaper to get energy from elsewhere. And so what the DOE is kind of doing here is making a national defense or a national security argument that basically gives wide deference to the administration and would allow them to come in and intervene in those markets, put their thumb on the scale and support both coal and nuclear plants that otherwise might not dispatch.
So how would this theoretically affect states, coal-dependent states like Wyoming, who have seen several of their customers leave the coal markets to natural gas and renewables?
Right, so it's going to be really tough to see any of those plants come back online, even with this sort of drastic proposal that we've heard here. Obviously, one of the biggest problems that these coal companies face, and what we're hearing from both the trade groups, the coal companies themselves, and other organizations that are pro-coal, is that one of their top priorities right now is preserving the existing fleet. I think as much as they would love to see new coal customers come online and have an outlet for that coal, more than anything, they really just want to hold on to what they got. And that's basically what this proposal is aimed at.
So this proposal has not been taken too seriously, it seems. It's kind of stalled out. Why is that?
The kind of consensus of the problem is that a lot of people that are outside of the coal industry really don't think that this proposal is necessary. Unprecedented opposition. I mean, you saw, oil companies, natural gas companies, renewable energy companies all band together and say they don't need this. Even some utilities that have coal plants in their fleet don't like this idea of intervening in the market. But then, of course, like recent reports that we're seeing now are that even internally, the Trump administration's having difficulty selling, even its own staff on some of these proposals.
So now Energy Secretary Rick Perry, who's been the force behind this proposal, brought it up again last week in front of reporters saying it's still possible. You can still see this proposal. He's still committed to it. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you're going to see some sort of proposal eventually come out. Whether that's successful or not is yet to be seen. So I don't think there's a lot to lose by putting this out there. I think that there might be some questions of timing, whether they're going to, put this out before midterm elections or wait till after. But I think you're almost definitely going to see something eventually come out.
Anything else that we're missing in this discussion before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, I think one of the major things that's not talked about a lot on the support side is that this is probably going to be a very costly proposal. And anything that we've seen so far doesn't really detail who's going to pay for it or how they're going to pay for it. It would make sense that this is somehow passed on to consumers in some way. Cost estimates that we've seen have ranged from, a couple hundred million up to several billion, depending on how the plan actually shakes out. But that's going to be, I think, a big part of what's going to keep this from actually being successful is that someone's got to pay for it, and that's going to be pretty politically damaging, I would think, and a risk that maybe they don't want to take ahead of the midterms. But again, I just think that there's so much invested in trying to save the coal industry. I would find it hard to believe that at least some sort of proposal doesn't come out.
Great. Well, thanks for joining me, Taylor, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much.